Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
So I'm going to be speaking from the Word, a lot of scriptures, okay? If you've got a notepad and pen, you can jot them down. I know apparently you like to have them on the screen, but I have a different translation to what you normally have up here. And to have two going on at the same time can be confusing. So I'm going to read from my version and you can listen and then, but do write them down if you can. If not, you're going to have to get the recording of this and go through it again. Okay, we need to know what the Word of God says, okay, because hearing the Word builds our faith, amen? And we're talking about operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues is the Holy Spirit's language. It's God's language. It's speaking to Him. So the Word and the Spirit work together, okay? So we're going to go through some scriptures. And this isn't just like a preach because Clive said this is part of a theme we're doing. This is something God's been doing in me for a while, really speaking to me and challenging me about how much I actually spoke in tongues and how little I spoke in tongues. And He showed me how little I actually use prayer language. And it really started, if you got your Bibles in Ephesians 3, verse 16, it says, I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, God will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ that is too great to understand fully. Then you'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or imagine or think or dream, okay? And somebody was using this word back in Easter in our church up in congregation up in Horsham, and that last bit about the Holy Spirit accomplishing more in us than we can ask or imagine through His power at work within us. Ever since then, I've been like, God, I don't need anything else from You. I don't need another touch. I don't need another meeting. I don't need another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You're in me. When I got born again, I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I speak in tongues. You can accomplish more than I can ask or imagine in me and through me just by being in me. But I'm not seeing it. I want to see it. I want to see You, God. I want to see this operating in my life. So I've been on a journey of just asking God about this. Holy Spirit, You're in there. You are powerful. You're awesome. All this stuff. I am complete. I am whole. I have everything. And the power to see other people's lives change, it's all in here. It's all in you if you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's seeing that released, isn't it? And God started speaking to me about the prayer language that we have. The first disciples, when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them, Jesus said to them, go and wait for the gift to be given. And the Holy Spirit came upon them. And there was a wind, and there was tongues of fire. And sometimes I've been in meetings where we've asked God to do that again. And we've been waiting for this manifestation. But it wasn't that impacted the lives of the people that got saved that day. It was when they started speaking in tongues. And then those tongues were then in the languages of the people that were there, that were visiting Jerusalem at that time. They heard the speaking of tongues, and they were like, what must we do to be saved? Okay? And Peter preached out of that place, didn't he? Out of that power that had just come upon him. It's the power that we have, this prayer language. And I know Clive has spoken recently about from Haggai, where God said he's going to be stirring the spirit of the people. And he brought that in Horsham a few weeks ago, and it was as God was speaking to me about praying in the spirit. It's like stirring up this gift that's inside each one of us that is so powerful. So powerful. Come on, Lord. And this is like Clive has been talking about unplugging from a 13-amp supply and plugging into a 63-amp supply. That's a conscious decision we make to get out of our comfort zone and get into more of God and digging deep and seeing more of God released through us. Amen? Okay, Zechariah 4, another scripture that God has taken me to, where God says, and you may recognize these words, it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And he's speaking this to Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel's going to build the temple, okay? So this is like us. We're building our lives. We're building the church. Jesus builds his church, but he uses us, doesn't he? Okay? And he's building. And God says, it's going to be by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he says, not a mountain will be able to stand in front of you. And I'm claiming that. I'm claiming that word. Not a mountain can stand in front of you. It will be leveled. Okay, so you need to get into Zechariah 4 and you need to like, okay, I take hold of this. Not a mountain, whatever it is, it's going to stand in my way. But by the Spirit, it's going to be leveled. Okay. We're going to win some victories, amen? And we overcome any mountain that the enemy tries to put in front of us. Okay. So we're going to go through some scriptures. Jude 1:20, don't turn there, but I'll just read it out. He says, build each other up in faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. And keep yourselves in the love of God. Okay? We keep ourselves in the love of God by praying in the Holy Spirit. And I know people struggle with knowing the love of God. They struggle with believing or trusting or experiencing. But like we just read in Ephesians, we can experience the love of God. Yeah. And he's saying, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. 1 Corinthians 2. We're going to read this, or I can read it to you if you want. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. I'll find it in a minute. This is Paul speaking. The scriptures say, no eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. Okay? No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we received God's Spirit so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. Okay? There are things that God wants us to know. Things that he wants to speak to us. And Paul's saying, when we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. Verse 15, who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. So the Holy Spirit is the mind of Christ in us. Okay, so we can know his thoughts. Romans 5:5 says, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. And it's the Spirit in us, isn't it, that makes us children of God. It's the Spirit in us that cries, Abba, Father. It's all the Holy Spirit, his Spirit that he's put in us. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, we do not have a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, or the mind of Christ. So we don't have to have confusion. We don't have to have issues going on in our minds. We can know love, and we can have power of God. We do not have a spirit of fear. And love casts out all fear, doesn't it? And again, it's where the Spirit works, revealing the love of God, building up that trust in us, casting out all fear as standing strong in God's love. It's like it goes on and on and on. Jesus said, "Be at peace, because I have overcome the world." If he's overcome and the Holy Spirit is in us, we can overcome. And he's saying, be at peace. Okay? Know my love for you. Trust me. Be at peace. I have overcome the world. John 6, 63 to 68 says that the Spirit, Jesus said this, the Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And when God showed me how much I can pray in my own language, when actually sometimes I think I know what I should pray, but actually the Holy Spirit does know what to pray. Human effort accomplishes nothing. The very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Yeah. And the disciples went on to say to him, "You alone have the words of eternal life." The world does not have the answer, but Jesus has the answer. Amen. And he's in you. So we have overcome the world. Jesus needs to be the stronghold of our lives. There's a Psalm 27 says about God being the stronghold. Jesus in you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is your stronghold. And he needs to be the stronghold of every area of your life where you're standing firm. He needs to be the stronghold in your thinking. And in this world, it's a massive issue with what people think about themselves. So they speak out negative stuff, don't they? So we need to think what Jesus thinks about us and what the Word says and be speaking that. Amen? Words of life. I read a book recently about, they've done experiments on people speaking in tongues. And when we speak in tongues, we're not using this part of the brain which you normally use if you're speaking normally, or if you're praying in English, or just having a conversation or speaking, you use this part of your brain. And when you speak in tongues, it's not being activated at all. It's coming straight from the Spirit, not from here. And it also, when you speak in tongues, that this is ringing up here. Is it ringing to you? Is it all right? When we speak in tongues, this has been proven, a chemical release in our brain that goes on from a different part of the brain. Chemical releases that that can heal us. Okay? And I just want to just read this bit out here. It says, there was a psychiatrist, he said that if he got his patients to pray, people with mental issues, if he got them to pray for half an hour in tongues every day, they would be healed. Now that's amazing when you think about it. Because we all struggle with negative thoughts, don't we? Okay? But people with mental issues, when they can pray in tongues for half an hour every day, he believed they would be healed. They would get set free of all the negativity. That's the strongholds in their minds. Strongholds of lies that the enemy's put there. Apparently, these chemicals that get released, they build up your immune system by 40%. I need that in my body. Praying in tongues builds up your immune system by 40%. And this is more than just, you know, shun dying away for 30 seconds and then we stop and pray in English, which I do a lot. This is an intentional speaking in tongues for periods of time where God is moving in your mind and your body, okay? What else does it do? Yeah, it releases chemicals that basically build up your immune system, bring you peace. And in your autonomic system, whatever that is, I don't know if anybody knows what your autonomic system is. Nervous system. Okay. it can heal that as well. So basically, when you're edifying yourself, which talks about in Scripture, edifying yourself, building yourself up in the Holy Spirit, you are physically building yourself up. Your body is physically healing itself and mentally healing itself. Amen? So there's a good reason to go for it. Yeah? Okay. John 7:39, Jesus said, "Anyone who is thirsty, come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scripture declares rivers..." Oh, hang on. I've typed this in wrong. Anyway. "Whoever believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures say rivers of living water will flow from his heart." And he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given. So we have potentially rivers of living water in us. Okay? Because we've believed and we've come to him. We've been filled with the Holy Spirit. But basically what happens is we get filled with the Holy Spirit, but then it can just become a reservoir that then doesn't get used. Okay? So you're filled with this living water that Jesus promised you would receive, but it's getting it in a flow out of us. Amen? Yeah. And impacting circumstances, lives, situations, whatever it is. We all have different things that we need to pray into and see a change. And in this book that I was reading, the guy was talking about if you have a reservoir, it can be just a stagnant, it just can be just be a pool of water, but not necessarily used, unless you have the waters rushing out like through an engine, okay, and a turbine that then electricity is produced. Okay? So when we pray in tongues, when we're exercising, when we're stirring up this gift, it's like this engine that starts. Okay? So it's not just a pool of water that's sitting there. It's like this engine's going and the Holy Spirit is pouring out through our mouths words of life, prayers to God, words that are going to be taking out enemy strongholds, because we don't know necessarily what we're praying in when we're praying in tongues, do we? Praises to God, whatever it is that's coming out, and they change, they can be quiet, they can be loud. But as we're doing this, we're activating our Holy Spirit in us. It's like this engine that the water then, the gates open, these rivers of living water that Jesus talked about coming out, pouring out of us. And if there are millions and millions and millions of Christians on this planet, if they were all activating the Holy Spirit like this, if they were all praying, could be half an hour, could be an hour, could be hours. Once you get into this, your spirit is praying all the time. Because the word says, doesn't it, to pray continue. How can you pray continue? You can't. You can't pray in your sleep. You can't pray when you're having a conversation. But when you're praying in tongues inside, when you get into the habit of it, your spirit is praying all the time. And you find yourself doing it all the time. You go to sleep praying in tongues and you wake up praying in tongues. And in the night, you're praying in tongues. In here. That's how we pray continually. But it's getting this thing activated. It's getting this engine going so that you're ticking over. Amen. Paul said he prayed in tongues more than all of you. I pray in tongues more than all of you. Apostle Paul. And I've heard different reasons as to why Paul saw the things he saw. But I hadn't noticed that one. He said, "I pray in tongues more than all of you." He knew the word more than anybody else because he was brought up. He was the teacher of the word. He knew it. The word and the spirit activated together. He prayed in tongues more than all of them, he said. And he saw more happen than anybody else. I'm like, how much more do I need to pray in tongues? If I want to see the stuff that Jesus said we'll see more than he did, more than Jesus did, and Jesus took himself off every morning to pray, he must have been praying in tongues. Because before he was filled with the Holy Spirit, there's no record of him doing anything. He was baptized in the River Jordan, filled with the Holy Spirit. In the morning, he would take himself off for hours and pray. And I'm like, he's probably praying in tongues. And I want to do the same. And I want to see what he saw and more. Amen? Anybody up for that? Yeah. Excellent. So, we're to train ourselves. Okay, we're to stir up this gift. And that's what in 2 Timothy 1:6, Paul said to Timothy, didn't he? Stir up the gift. Stir up the gift that was it put in you when we laid hands on you. Fan into flame this gift. And again, in this book, this guy was saying, it's like, if you come forward, even tonight, if you come forward because you want the power of the Holy Spirit to be operated in you, you want to be filled with the Spirit and released in tongues, he said, that's like, so if I laid hands on you, that's like my engine having jump leads to you, to your engine. So I give you a kickstart. Well, the Holy Spirit gives you a kickstart, but you've got to go away and you've got to do this yourself. No one else can do this for you. You have got to stir up. You've got to keep your engine running day in, day out for the rest of your lives to walk in the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. Okay. Stir up the gift. Stir it up. And when Clive brought that word in Haggai, that God said he was going to stir the spirit of the people, you're being challenged tonight. You're being stirred, but you've got to carry on doing the stirring. Amen. You've got to fan into flame the fire that is in you. It might be a little flicker, a little pilot light like that, but you can fan it into flame every day and see the power of God released through you. Amen. Okay, John 16:12. Says the Spirit, Jesus said, when the Spirit comes, he will reveal and lead you in truth. So the Spirit in you will always speak truth to you, always speak the word of God to you. And it says he speaks a future. God wants you to know things. He wants to share his deepest secrets with people, and he can only do it with people who are listening to the Holy Spirit. Okay? Who have the Spirit in them, speaking to them. The Spirit in us makes us more like Jesus. Okay? The Holy Spirit in us makes us more like Jesus. We can't be a good Christian. We can't become and try and strive to be more like Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit in us makes us more like Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. One of the things about praying in the Spirit is, and they've obviously, like I said, they've proved this through the brain activity not going on, okay, is it's not stressful to pray in tongues because it bypasses the brain. It's the Spirit. So it leaves us at peace. You try it. I mean now. But try it. Pray in tongues for a long period of time at home and just know the presence of God and the peace of God, because it's not stressful to pray in tongues, to try and find out what I should pray, to be stressed about a situation. We just pray in tongues and he does it, and we can be at peace and trust him that he's doing it. Peace, patience. We all need patience, don't we? Kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control are all the Holy Spirit operating in us, and we can stir him up and stir him up that these we see more of these things going on. In James 3:6-12, it talks about the tongue, doesn't it? Saying nobody can tame it. Nobody can tame the tongue. But I tell you what, if you train yourselves to speak in the Holy Spirit out loud, you will change. You won't speak negative stuff. You won't swear. You will change. What comes out of your mouth will change because the Holy Spirit is at work. You won't speak the same things. He will change you. It's good stuff. He says the tongue, through wickedness, can set your life on fire with a fire of hell. Okay? Or if we do what it says to do, we can set ourselves on fire for Jesus. Okay? Gifts of the Spirit are words of knowledge. He wants to give us these things for other people. Words of knowledge, words of wisdom, where we need wisdom. Gift of prophecy, where we can speak into somebody else. This is not just for meetings, but just speaking into people's lives. And every day when we meet them, speaking out the word of God over their lives. Gifts of faith. We need faith, don't we? Every day we need faith. Gifts of healings. Miracles. Discerning of spirits. We need to operate in all of these, but discerning of spirits every day. Different tongues and interpretations of tongues. These are all gifts of the Holy Spirit that God wants to stir up in his church. Romans 8 verse 26 says, we do not know what we should pray, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Holy Spirit knows what to pray. You know, sometimes we go through situations where we don't know what to pray, don't we? Where there are no words, but praying in tongues. God's at work. God is at work when we don't know what to pray. Amen. And then it goes on to say, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God. And I've heard that so much out, you know, like sort of out just on its own. But it comes out of the fact that the Holy Spirit prays and God works all things together for good. Yeah. He works all things together for good on our behalf and for those that we're praying for. To them that are called according to his purpose. The Holy Spirit works and he wants us to trust him. And so I think so often for myself when I pray in English, it's because I think, right, now I know what to say. Now I know what God needs to do. And I speak it out. But actually he's saying, no, you pray in tongues and you trust me that I will move. I will do. And he will do more. He will do more. He will accomplish more in me and through me than I can ask or imagine. So the more I pray in tongues and I just stop myself. He does show us what to pray, but I don't just sort of like pray for a minute and then out in English. I'm like, no, I'm going to keep going. And if it's half an hour, whatever, you just keep going. And it's training ourselves, isn't it, to just rely more on him and the power of the Spirit than myself. In the book of Acts, it was the Acts activated. They were activated by the power of the Holy Spirit to go and do what they do. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke in other tongues. They were given boldness to witness. The Holy Spirit gives us boldness. If you want more boldness, pray in tongues more. Pray in tongues more, and he gives you more boldness to speak out. And we need it, don't we? We do need it. Because we're in days where we need to be speaking out. We the days are short. We need to be giving the gospel to people. And it's the Holy Spirit that gives us the boldness. And what are the apostles, the disciples, when they would go back up to the upper room and say, God, give us more boldness. And he said he poured out the Holy Spirit on them again. But they were using it. He's not going to keep filling us if we're not using it. We're just going to drown. I don't know. It's like, use it, and then ask him for more. And he'll give you more. Okay, Galatians 6:8. I want to read this because these are... is this okay? Okay, you will always harvest what you plant. Okay? Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. So we're sowing. You're sowing the Holy Spirit when you're speaking in tongues. You're sowing and you'll reap. Okay? And God will convict you. He'll speak to you of the things where you're spending time in things he doesn't want you to be. Because the more you plug into the Holy Spirit, he will start speaking to you, like what you're listening to, what you're watching, what you're spending your time doing. Because there's a world going to hell, and it's more important that we spend our time praying than doing the other stuff. As you're praying in tongues, God will speak to you about the stuff he doesn't want you to be doing anymore, and where he wants you investing your time in praying and praying in the Spirit. But it changes you. It changes your life. So you'll want to do it. It's not hard. Okay? Okay, and Romans 8:5. Those who are dominated by their sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your minds leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It doesn't obey Him. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. A Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. Verse 11, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the sinful nature, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. You have received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children, and we call Him Abba, Father. For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are His children, we are His heirs. Amen? Yeah. Amen. It's great stuff, isn't it? In Song of Solomon, there's a scripture here that God gave to me a while ago. It was very personal, but it fits in with what He's been doing and speaking to me. And I just want to read this to you, Song of Solomon 7, verse 10 to 13. And this is about us. This is Jesus speaking. He gave it to me, so it's Him speaking to me, or to us, okay? He says, I am my lover's, and He claims me as His own. Come, my love, let us go out to the fields and spend the night among the wild flowers. Let us get up early and go to the vineyards to see if the grapevines have budded. So He's talking about fruit, okay? It's all about fruit, and it's there. It's all there, and He wants to show me. He wants to show us. It says, if the blossoms have opened and if the pomegranates have bloomed, there I will give you my love. Jesus wants to spend time with us. He wants to spend time with us because the stuff He wants to show us and the stuff He wants to say. And I know it's so easy to just pray, you know, in the car on the way to work or on the way to, you know, whatever we're doing. But to take time out with Him, that He, first of all, He says, there I will give you my love. Okay? He wants to be intimate with us. He wants to speak to us. He wants to show us stuff. He says, there the mandrakes give off their fragrance and the finest fruits are at our door. New delights as well as old, which I've saved for you, my love. There's stuff that Jesus has for each one of us every day, and He wants us to take time, okay? To see it, to receive it, to walk in it, to eat of it. He just wants us to spend time with Him. So it's a challenge to me, because I don't like getting up in the morning, okay? Am I the only one?
You're not.
No. But it's taking the time whenever. It's not just in the morning, but it's whenever, even if it's late at night or the middle of the day. Take the time anyway when you can. But He wants that time with us, with His people, that we get to know Him. And there, all the fruit is there at our door. At our door. We don't have to look for it. We don't have to strive for it. It's there every day. Stuff for us to walk in and do. Okay. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4 says, we do not wage war according to the flesh. Okay, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds of evil. Okay? And we're going to sort of like finish on with this, really. It's just speaking about the days that we're in. And in Ephesians 5, it talks about, wake up, O sleeper. Wake up, church. Because the days that you're in are evil. He says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay? There's a challenge in these days to wake up. Get out of our comfort zone. Be stirred up, like Clive's been saying. Unplug from 13 amp and choose to plug into 63, because the days we're in are evil. And we need to be able to stand as his church. Let's have a look in Ephesians 6. Verse 10, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so you'll be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Okay, our battle is not against people. We can only win a spiritual battle in the spirit. Okay, if you're praying for someone to get saved, the battle's in the spirit. Okay, for the enemy, for whatever's holding them back, to let go and then come into belief and freedom and understanding, revelation. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you'll still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth, which is this, the word, and the body armor of God's righteousness, and that's Jesus in you. Okay, by the blood, you are made righteous. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so you'll be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. And it's the Spirit, as we read first of all in Ephesians 3, that makes us strong, our inner man strong, yeah, by praying, yeah, in tongues in the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And we need that strength, don't we? We can't be weak-willed Christians. We need to be strong. We need to stand on the Word of God. We need to stand strong in the Spirit of God. And I know, and you will know, if you pray in tongues a lot, God does it all in us. It's not just wishful thinking. How am I going to become the person God wants me to be? How am I going to see this fruit? How am I going to change? How am I going to stand? It's the Spirit in us that does it. And it's up to us to get him activated. He's wanting it. He's wanting it. And he's wanting you to open your mouth and speak or sing or pray in tongues or whatever. Get him motivated and activated in your life. Amen? Yes. So, should we stand up? Yeah. Think it'd be good to pray? Yeah. We've heard, there's a lot in there. Yeah. Now for you, there may be specific areas like mountains in front of you. It may be a mountain in front of you. It might be somebody that you're praying for. It might be something that you think, anything that you think is impossible is a mountain. It could be you need healing. A mountain could be a diagnosis that you've had. It could be a stronghold over somebody's life. You want to see them set free. You want to see them saved. You would know in your own mind and heart what is a mountain for you that you want to overcome, okay? But he said, it's not by might, by power, but by my Spirit, okay? The mountains will be leveled before you and made smooth. So you walk over it. It could be an obstacle to you moving forward. It could be a fear. But God said, didn't he? His love casts out fear. You do not have a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. And praying in tongues and declaring that word over you, because the Holy Spirit will show you what to pray. Declaring that word will see fear out of the way so we can move forward. We can be bold. We can say or do whatever. So you know what a mountain is in front of you that you want to see leveled. You know whether you want to experience the love of Jesus in your life, where you need to trust him. You'll know just from everything we've said that the Spirit does, you'll know tonight what it is you want to see happen, how you want to change, what's the mountain in your way or in someone else's way. And it works. It works. So should we pray? Should I use that other mic, or can I just use this? Does it matter? Okay. We're going to pray in tongues. And we're going to pray in tongues for a while. And we're going to keep going. Okay? And before we start, I want you to shut your eyes. Okay? Because we get so easily distracted when we're praying in tongues. And we'll start thinking about this, thinking about that. You shut your eyes and just focus in on Jesus in you. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit and you want to be, please come down here. And Clive and Larry or some of the other guys, some of the team, can pray for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you want to be released in tongues, if you don't speak in tongues and you want to be, please come forward. Because we're all going to be praying out loud, so they won't hear you. Okay, so we're going to go for this together. Yeah. Amen. And we're going to see some stuff happen. Yeah. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
If you want to be prayed for, just invite him again.
Yeah.
You know, just say, look, if you want to come, just come down now.
If you want to come down, if you want to be prayed for, then please come forward. And the guys will just lay hands on you and get you kick started. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, guys, keep going. Keep going. Keep that engine going. Come on. Come on. We're unplugging from a 13 amp. We're plugging into a 63 amp supply. So we need to go harder and faster. Koramashiende kino romo shuraba. Koramande de kio romo de aramande de. Koramashande de kino romo de. Ko yere dende de kino romo de araba. Koramande de kino romo shiende de kino ramande. Koramande de kino robo shona ra bahande. Koramande de arabashie de kina dana mone de. Koya ramande de kino robo shiana na mahande de. Koyere de anada machine de kino robo ho. Koramande de kio robo shiane adamande. Koranana makiende de kino robo shiende de kina ra. Koramande de kino robo shide de kiende. Koya ramande de adamashie de. Koramande de kina ramande adamaha. Koya ramoshi ende kina ramande de. Kia ramande de kina ramoshi adamande de kia ramande. Kia ramande adamashie de kina ramande adamande. Koramande de adamashie de. Koramande de kina ramoshi adamande de kia ramande. Koramashie de kina ramande de kina ramande. Koramande de kina ramoshie de. Koramande de kina ramoho. Koya ramande de kina ramande de kina ramande. Kia ramande de kina ramoshie nanda. Koramande de ramande de kina ramande de. Jesus. Jesus. Okay, I just want us to do something else. I just had a picture of us, if you could imagine that we're a mighty army. You are mighty. Everything we've heard about the Holy Spirit is the power that raised Jesus from the dead. You raised Jesus from the dead. That power is in you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. And I want you to imagine that you're in this army and you're standing here right now. Some of you have sat down. We're going to stand, okay? Because God knows we're weak in ourselves. He knows we give up. But you know we're in a war. We're in a war for this planet. We are in a war for the souls of men who are going to hell at this moment, and it's up to us to do something about it.
Yeah.
And God's saying, you're my army. You're it.
Yes.
You're it.
Yes.
You have this power within you that can do more than you can ask or imagine. You have the power in you to see more than Jesus did. The word says we will see and do more, but we're too weak. And he said, see yourself standing in my army, standing strong. Are we going to do this again? Okay? And we're going to pray again like you are training for battle. But we're not just training. We're actually winning as we're doing it. And you've got to see that. If the army train for war, they won't do it sitting down. They will be standing. They will be, I don't know what they do to train for battle, but we are in a battle. So we're going to stand and we're going to do this again. And it's not practice. It's the real thing, guys. Stuff is happening as you are doing this. Battles are being won. Lives are being saved. Okay, come on. Korabashi ende de adada bahande de. Koramande de 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 adada bashi ende de 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 kirada mande de adada munde de 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 de. Koya ramande de de kina rabashi ende. Koya ramande adada rabashi ende de 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 kina robo yera da da da. Koya ramande de 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 kina rabashi ende de yara. Kuramande de kina ramoshi ende de kina ramande. Kuramande de kina ramande 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 de kina Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just be still in his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just be still in his presence. Thank you, Lord. Can you feel his presence? Just let him speak to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you right now just will be healed in his presence. Thank you, Lord, for your peace for each one of us, Lord. Lord, your peace surpasses all understanding. We receive your peace when we pray in the Spirit. It bypasses our understanding. You fill us with your peace, with your presence, with joy. You fill us, Lord, with joy, supernatural joy, supernatural grace to live our lives, Lord, in the not as the world does, but in your power. Thank you, Holy Spirit, every day. You have fruit for us to walk in, lives to change, things to pray into. We're going to see the results. We're going to see him quickly, Lord, because it's you that does it. It's you that does it. It's your power that does it.
Father, I thank you. You've given us everything that we need by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We don't want to grieve you. We don't want to ignore you. We don't want you just built up a pool in us that's stagnant. Holy Spirit, we want to release you and see you moving in our lives and through our lives. Yes. That God, you get the glory because it's your power at work. You get the glory. You are seen, Lord, for what you do.
Yeah.
It's not us. It's not our many words. Holy Spirit, it's you. Father, I pray that all your word, Lord, that we've read out, Lord, we would, Holy Spirit, you'd remind us of it. And we would stir you up in us and release you, rivers of living water, to those that need you, Jesus. Those who are thirsty, they'll come because we'll be full of living water, Lord. We'll have the answer. It's you, Jesus. We'll have discernment. We'll have the wisdom. We'll have the answer. We'll have the love because it's your Holy Spirit doing it in us. Lord, we don't have to strive, but we can live in the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you for everyone here, Lord. As they do this, they'll see every mountain in front of them come down. The way would be leveled out for whatever it is you've called them to. Those mountains will come down and they will live in victory. And they will overcome because you have overcome the world, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.